Brian, first things first, how's your squad looking for the weekend?
Yeah, for a few more missing. We continue with this run of injuries. So Joe Moonwalk player, Brett Delaney, had a chance, but he hasn't made it. Adam Cuthbertson will play. Tom Briscoe looks like he's got a bit more damage in his shoulder than what we first thought was just a grumbling shoulder. So we've got a couple more missing.
Is this the toughest you've ever had it, Brian?
It's certainly an injury. It's some of them have been long termers, but then it's just the amount of what you would call maybe niggling injuries where they can't play. But then at the same time, some of them can't train, and that's the hard bit. And I've been saying for a few weeks with the amount of people that we haven't had training has been it's worst I've seen. But that's our landscape at the moment. We've got to deal with it, I think. But it's tough.
How difficult does it make it to prepare when you haven't got guys training that are going to pull a shirt on?
Well, there's things you can do and the things you will do most weeks. Communicate with the players and various forms of communication, as we all know about, goes on. But there's only so much you can do before you actually got to get out and do it. And, we got some new fellas to the team that, in an ideal situation, we'd have had another 60% more field sessions than we've already have, and they would have been further down the track in terms of being up to speed with us and what we do. So, yeah, there's some difficulty there.
The media are obviously putting great speculation on where you're going to end up, where you're going to make the playoffs, etc. What's the mood like in the camp at the minute, Brian?
Determined. I suppose the worse it gets, the better story we have of making. And it isn't like we're relishing where we're at. But at the same time, I think that's I'm glad the players have taken that attitude on it. I think it's a decent attitude to have. We go make top four from this position. That's going to be a story, isn't it? Let alone win the league, should we be good enough at the back end of the year. So there's certainly a story creating here, but we've got to deal with it here and now. We need to win some games, and I'm a big believer in performance and playing well first and foremost, but I think we're in that area now where we just need to start winning.
Do you have to look short term rather than looking at, like you said, at the top four, which is a long, long time away? Do you have to look and just start accumulating wins?
Yeah, it's silly. I don't think anybody in our team is looking at the league ladder. It's a bit depressing, isn't it, looking at the league ladder. So, we focus on Salford, who were a very capable team, showed that already.
They're a much improved team. I think team, the word, isn't it? They seem to have got rid of some of their big name individuals and all of a sudden they're competing every week. They're going to be tough, aren't they?
Yeah, for sure. I think Ian Watson's done a fantastic job. Obviously, everything's overlooked by Tim Sheens there, so they've got that level of expertise there. But they seem to have gelled more so this year than they have done in recent seasons.
And looking at what type of threat do you feel that they possess against the Rhinos?
Yeah, I don't think there's one single thing that you'd say you've got to shut down. I think they're just a well-balanced team, defend reasonably well and certainly attack reasonably well. They'll be solid and very good.
And in looking at this from your own perspective, you always seem quite calm. We never get much emotion out of you. Is this the toughest it's been for you as coach, at least?
That's twice you've asked that.
Okay. Well, I don't get any emotion from you normally, so...
I'm smiling. That's an emotion, isn't it?
No, it is, yeah, fair enough. I just want to know, how is it for you, Brian? Because obviously people are speculating about the Rhinos. Does it impact you personally?
No. My first season here, I thought, was far more tougher than this. But my first season here, we weren't great. But I had the majority, if not all, of my preferred 13 starting 17 on the field. And we worked great. At the moment, we're in the arc with Noah, with the flood still. We're not back in at Kirkstall yet, and that's been very, very... In fact, I'll use the word extremely disruptive, and half my team's still on the sideline. So I'm not trying to justify where we're at falsely, but do I go home and think, oh my God, what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong? No, I don't. I absolutely don't. I did in 2011. Because I had the starting halfbacks, the starting front rowers, my starting wingers, and my starting centres in the team, and the only problem there was how we were playing. There's a few problems that we can explain away. Does it make it all right? And you know, I suppose people are wondering, what are we doing then? This is a landscape. What are you doing? Well, we're doing everything we possibly can. So, you know, answering questions on it, each week is tough, and being accountable for the losses is tough. But do we go soul searching about what's going on? No, absolutely not, because I know when half my team gets back on the field and we get back down at Kirtsall and we're not on the road as much as we are, which is disruptive. And we're getting better at that, by the way, but it's still a disruption. I know certain things will start to happen for us.
Is it a mental thing for the players now? Because there is more pressure on you to win week on week.
No, it's not. It's not a mental thing. It's tough for the players. It's not a mental thing, there's no doubt. There's no, you know, for the very same reason I've just been explaining for the last 2 or 3 minutes. The players are in that situation as well. So you've got to fashion a performance and a win from somewhere, even though that's the landscape that we're in. You've got to get a win from somewhere. People will judge us on wins and losses. And that's what we're trying to do. But, players don't come off the field, you know, they themselves don't start self-doubting. Are they disappointed? Absolutely. It's really painful, the loss against OKR last week. You know, that's... In terms of a down dressing room, that was really tough.
Some of the lads have not been in this situation before, have they? They used to have been at the top, playing in big games at the top end of the table. Is that new? It's obviously new to them. Have you had to speak to them about that? Or
no, I think that's pretty obvious. I mean, it does get mentioned, and there's no... there's a fair few people that have been in this group, and you know, the worst they've known is 2 or 3 losses on the bounce, and then we get back to winning ways, and that year we win a league and all that type of thing. So yeah, this is a new experience for them. But the old guard, if you want to call it the old guard, of the Ryan Baileys and Jamie Jones Buchanans and Sinfields and Maguires and Burrows and Diskins and all those fellas, went through periods in 2001 and 2002 and 2003 of being bridesmaids in finals or not even making finals. And you know, you'd argue that's where their steel came from. That's where their resolve came from. So, you know, you wouldn't script this. I don't, you know, I wouldn't plan for this. But again, it's making a fantastic story for us, because I know we'll have our run. We'll have our run. And I know when we do, you go through these experiences, it gives you a bit. It gives you a bit of steel.
When you look at the start you've had, you're not actually a million miles away, are you, from that top four? Because the competitiveness of the league means that quite a few teams that are beating each other at the minute, so it's not as doom and gloom as many would have you believe, is it?
No, yeah, well, yeah, nobody has me believe anything. Yeah, listen, the each loss each week has to be dealt with individually, and that in itself is tough. You know, certainly some of the footage from OKR, but the picture itself, and this is part of my job with the group, is you know, keep alive, keep your eyes up, don't start self-doubting yourself. You know, there are some very credible reasons, and there are some things that are still in our control that, you know, in some performances this year, not many, but in some performances this year, we haven't taken charge of those things that we can still control. And they're the things that we will focus on. And, you know, the injuries and, you know, the Easter period and all that type of thing, there's nothing we can control about those.
Looking at your injuries, you got any times? Any of these guys likely to be back for you soon?
I've got a list somewhere. I've got a computer matrix. Brett Ferris will be about another month. Ryan Hall probably about another month to 4 weeks. Stevie Ward will be he's still long term there. Stevie. Tom Briscoe could be anything between 8 and 10 weeks, which is really tough for him. Yeah, Brett Delaney could be next week. Joel Moon could be next week. Cuthbertson could be the next week. I'm getting good at this, but I forgot somebody.
Okay. Just final from me. What will your message be to the lads when you go out at Salford on Saturday? What will you want from them in terms of...
Execute what we do, what we prepare for. Play as we plan. Don't play the scoreboard, don't play the crowd, don't play the pressure. Don't play the referee even, which is difficult to do. It is difficult to do, but that's the task.